from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5, striking workers at Kaiser and SFO hoping to have their voices heard today by city leaders. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. We'll get to that in a second. But first, breaking news in Oakland with Chopper 5 over the scene of a double shooting. This all happened within the past couple of hours at 98th and Edith Avenues. It's a few blocks east of 880 near the border with San Leandro. Our cameras spotted Oakland police on the scene there. And you can see about 20 yellow evidence markers on the street and on the sidewalk. Police confirmed that paramedics treated two victims at the scene. Right now, we do not know the extent of their injuries.
And developing right now, taking a live look at both SFO and San Francisco City Hall. A strike by roughly 1,000 restaurant workers at SFO is now in its second day. And today, the city's board of supervisors will hear testimony from workers, employers, and airport officials. That hearing comes as picketing continues. The strike includes cashiers, baristas, and cooks at 84 food and beverage outlets. Their union, Unite Here Local 2, says most of those workers earn about $17 an hour, less than the price of a single meal at SFO, and they have not received a raise in 3 years.
The salary right now is so low here at the airport. And since the pandemic, everything has been increasing, except the salary. So we need to get a better pay.
The union says the strike follows 9 months of negotiations. The strike has prompted shutdowns at dozens of restaurants and bars, and long lines of customers at outlets that do remain open.
This afternoon, San Francisco supervisors will also hear from striking mental health workers from Kaiser Permanente. The therapists say Kaiser clinics in Northern California are understaffed, forcing patients to wait many weeks for appointments. Supervisor Hillary Ronan says she's concerned about the impact on city workers and residents. She points out that San Francisco is one of Kaiser's biggest customers. Kaiser management has declined an invitation to appear at today's hearing.
Well, let's go out to Oakland. A new project going on at the Port of Oakland to train workers for green jobs in the transportation and logistics industry. KPX5's Rick Villaroman shows us how it will help not only the environment, but a struggling single mom looking for a brighter future.
Lynette Mackey begins her day at 6 a.m. and ends it at 11. Like all young adults, she's trying to make her place in this world. But living in West Oakland makes it hard.
Living in low income and hoping that my normal day-to-day check is enough.
Long and full of challenges like the rest of us, she tries to keep her eye on the ball for herself, her family, and
a new baby.
You can see the light in her eyes when she speaks of her son, Contrell. Now a single mother at 26, Lynette wants what's best for him and to break the pattern of poverty here in West Oakland.
I'm doing what I need to do to give myself a better career, a better life, put my son in good education, and just show him that there's more than just the street life. It's two in one.
She has no illusions about how hard it will be, and her dreams for a better life keep her motivated.
Hopefully I'll be able to one day buy a house and be a homeowner. To understand is a goal.
To find those dreams, she turned to the West Oakland Job Resource Center, a nonprofit organization serving low-income job seekers and serving particularly those in West Oakland, giving them access to skills that might otherwise prove elusive.
How?
We do all of these things so people can really get the confidence to see a true vision of the future they dream about.
And today is day one for Lynette in class to be trained for the latest development of green jobs at the Port of Oakland. These are multiple jobs aimed at reducing greenhouse gases and is made possible through a $350,000 grant from the California Energy Commission.
The benefit to the recruits are multiple. They're being trained for a number of jobs related to port industries, and you have a reduction of greenhouse emissions specifically here in this community.
The benefits to the community are obvious, and so are the benefits for Lynette and son.
I highly doubt that my kid will have to suffer as much as me and my siblings did.
And a chance to live a life where they can not only survive, but thrive.
There's a goal, there's an American dream, and I'm chasing it.
And that was Rick Villaroman reporting. As he mentioned, the Green Jobs Program is also funded in part by the California Energy Commission, which each year kicks in $100 million to support green transportation.
A fire broke out overnight at the Wood Street encampment in Oakland. It started around 1 a.m. So far, no injuries have been reported. We went out there this morning to take a look at the aftermath. About 20 cars were burned. The fire came less than 24 hours after Caltrans began phase two of the encampment clear out. About 250 fires have sparked at Wood Street since March of 2020. That's one of the main reasons Caltrans is removing the portions of the camp on its land. One passerby this morning says it breaks his heart to see fires like this.
This is just stupid. There's no reason for it. Just ignorant. Sick people doing sick things.
This next phase of Caltrans's project impacts about 40 Wood Street residents. So far, 12 of them have accepted alternative housing. Caltrans plans to fully close the encampment by early November.
Okay, let's get the First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. And Jessica, you kind of needed a little jacket this morning. That marine layer really cooling things down.
Yeah, nice. You know, that marine layer, Ryan, it really stuck around this morning. But I just came back from my lunch break and suddenly it cleared out over the Golden Gate Bridge. But what changed is the winds are now kicking up. As we head into the afternoon, we'll see some gusty conditions just along the heart of the bay. As we extend all the way into our afternoon daytime highs, we're only sitting in the 80s today off in our inland hills. 60s still near the coast thanks to that onshore flow, but we're expecting a midweek warm-up as high pressure starts to pull its way in from the south. This will warm us up, and it's also going to dry us up as we head into the rest of the week, so we'll see some of those sunny skies here in California. Now, let's take a quick look at Hurricane Ian right now. Shifting gears, it just popped off of Cuba earlier this morning, the eye of that hurricane. It's continuing to push north into Florida, expected to be one of the first major hurricanes to impact Tampa in over a century. We'll talk more about this coming up in the full forecast, but for now, over to you, Liz.
All right, Jess, thank you. Well, happening now, people in Florida are making their final preparations before Hurricane Ian strikes. Here's the latest on the storm. It is now a Category 3 hurricane after lashing Cuba with winds that reached 125 miles per hour. About 50,000 people evacuated from the storm there, and more than 2.5 million in Florida are now under evacuation orders. The storm projected to make a direct and potentially devastating strike south of Tampa starting tomorrow night. But Hurricane Ian is so massive, forecasters say everyone in the state could feel its wrath, with rain reaching the coast starting tonight. Christian Benavides now with the latest from St. Petersburg.
Time is running out for people to get out of the way of Hurricane Ian. The storm has strengthened, and those along Florida's Gulf Coast will start seeing rain and worsening conditions tonight.
Overnight and into this morning, some of the modeling that has been done is now projecting a landfall south of Tampa Bay.
Storm surge is the biggest concern. Florida's governor says it could be historic.
In some areas, there will be catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge.
Residents up and down the Gulf Coast are boarding up, stocking up, and filling sandbags, trying to get ready. Ian's tremendous size was seen from the International Space Station.
I think it always works when there's a storm coming your way, so we're doing the best we can to prepare. And if needed, we'll evacuate, or I will evacuate if I need to.
A state of emergency has been declared in every Florida county. Forecasters expect Ian to impact just about everybody in the state.
Some of those counties that are more interior, you could absolutely see power outages. You could see inland flooding.
Some hospitals in the Tampa area are airlifting patients to other facilities while they can.
None of us know what we're going to get as far as the hurricane's concerned.
And NASA isn't taking any chances either. They rolled the Artemis rocket from the launch pad back indoors. Christian Benavides, CBS News, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Tampa and St. Petersburg airports are closing today ahead of the storm.